Veto.
Vito Giglone, Northeast Seafood Coalition. On the entire spec package, is this the limit of the comment period, the spec package for moving forward? We just wanted to point out a few things, and I'm not sure how this worked the last time, but we're going to, you've seen the memo the coalition's put out. We believe this is definitely a case of a disaster. What you've got before you for scientific recommendations are not going to sustain the fishery in 2013. That's definite. You've got a fleet diversity amendment that's being discussed. You can save all those resources because at 1,000 or 1,200 metric ton of Gulf of Maine cod and the gray sole and Cape Cod yellowtail being taken off the table, it's game over. The decisions are taken off the table by this framework, just so you know. And I don't think anyone on the council or the agency is looking for that result. So we're going to try to be as flexible and as creative as possible, find all of the ability in the statute to try to mitigate this disaster. And some of the things that we've set forth involve, again, using the 304E process. And we just want to make sure that the spec package at least it leaves the space for that. We see that on Gulf of Maine cod, I think the PDT correctly, given what they had before them, put the range on Gulf of Maine cod down to, I believe it was 800 to 1600 or somewhere in that range. There were alternatives scientifically that were presented. We realized those did not prevail, but at the same time, I think at a minimum up to the 4,000, if not the status quo. I realize that would not be a vote of the council today to increase, but you certainly later on today could make a recommendation to do something. So we wouldn't want the spec package to constrain that. If there's a way to leave the space on that, Gulf of Maine haddock, and also on southern New England winter flounder. Right now, the ABC that's in the spec package is based on an F rebuild. You've already had a determination by the agency that basically says you can revise or should revise the rebuilding program of southern New England winter flounder. You're not going to get there in 2014. That needs to be revised. Because of that, an interim catch level could be set, and that interim catch level is similar measures that do not contribute to overfishing, that are not at the overfishing level or above. So that's far beyond what's in the spec package right now. So I just wanted to make those points. I don't think you need to have a long deliberation on it, but if you could give direction that Framework 48 contains a range that anticipates the possibility of different catch rates on those three stocks, that would be important. You know, it's fairly lengthy. Coalition has a hard time putting some of this stuff into one-page memos that we see other organizations do a great job of. We've got to hire them to do that. But there's a lot to say on this stuff, and there's a five-page memo. But in general, to capture it, the industry that's left, you know, we were looking at the economic analysis that was done earlier. There's no fat left in this industry. The way these independents work is they stop the maintenance programs that they normally do. You've heard all these things before. They stop the safety. There is no juice left. And when guys come up here and talk about the cost of lease fish on top of $4 fuel, they're already working at a deficit. When they go to their accountants and they ask them, you know, and they tell you, what'd you put aside for capital improvements? It's zero. They borrowed money to stay in business. So you don't have anything left. Just saying, it doesn't matter what the economic analysis says. This is a disaster. So please today keep that in mind. We can't stop here. Expand that spec package on those three stocks and consider the fact that what you have remaining for an industry is ready to call it quits, and they can't afford to do that. That's how bad this is. So do it in that context, and you know, we'll be here the rest of the day for sure.